We'll entertain a motion to come back into regular session.
Just call Ms. Martin, hang it back.
He wants a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion?
No.
We'll vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Rutt.
Okay, thank you. This is the time and place for public hearings on various zoning matters, and this is part of the council's legislative function. So we ask that anyone who wishes to speak, come forward, state your name, state your address, speak to the matter which is presently before the council. We also ask that if you have anything to say that is repetitive of what someone else said, that you defer that and stick to new information. We also ask that you not be disruptive and that you not applaud or boo or jeer or make any comments against anyone who may be speaking. The public hearings will also ask that first the applicant speak. We'll ask that someone from the first it would be someone for planning and zoning, then the applicant, then supporters, then opposition. We also ask that if you have any cell phones, electronic devices, or other equipment, that you now turn them off so that there is no disruption. The first public hearing that we have today is the ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a financial planning, investment, and insurance office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33,073 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of the revocable trust of Donald F. Clayton. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 12th of 2011. During that public hearing, the commission was provided with a copy of a survey and site plan of the property depicting the location of a one-story frame building with a blacktop drive and gravel parking area. That information had just been passed down to members of the council. We did receive comments from DOT. In summary, that there was a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C of Johnson Street will not change as a result of this application. Mr. Clayton was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1892 for the revocable trust of Donald F. Clayton for a financial planning, investment, and insurance office based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the use is very limited in nature with only two or three employees. Two, the use generates very little traffic and will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. Three, the use will be a benefit to the residents of Sussex County. Four, the building has historically been used for business or commercial purposes. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Two, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on roadways or neighboring properties. Three, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. And four, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton and seconded by Mr. Johnson and carried with four votes to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Ross did not participate in the vote since he was not present during this public hearing. For the benefit of record, we did also receive two additional correspondence. One was received on May 23rd from the Sussex Conservation District. It is in the form of a memorandum. It references that there is one soil type on this site, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction, and that he would be responsible to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. We're also advised that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected by this application, and that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it's not likely that any on-site drainage improvements would be required. In addition to that, we did receive on June 3rd a copy of comments in the form of a memorandum from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and makes reference that this site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic is proposed, that the site is not located in an area that's capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lank? Is the applicant present? And state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Donald Claycomb, and I'm the trustee of the trust.
And do you have anything to speak or anything to say regarding the application?
Most anything I would have to say, I think, would be repetitive based on what was already shared. The only thing I think I would add is that the building has been visited by some people from the National Historical Registry. They seem to be encouraged. It basically is my intention to keep the building intact and not make any major changes or additions. None are in sight at the moment. And basically want to be a good neighbor.
Have you owned the building for a long time?
September, October is when we settled on it.
Oh,
so
okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, it was the lot, or the building was vacant for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We bought it and basically fixed it up.
Yes, you did.
Did a facelift.
I saw it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did a facelift and basically want to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public record. And Mr. Rudd, if you'll read the heading.
Yes. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a financial planning, investment, and insurance office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33,073 square feet, more or less, denominated as conditional use 1892, filed on behalf of the revocable trust of Donald F. Claycomb.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Approve CU 1892. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes for this, and for the same reasons that Planning and Zoning Commission gave, and with the conditions.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I support the changes zone, or the conditional use with the conditions as imposed by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes, it's an appropriate application with conditions.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation of PMZ.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning recommendation, and with the reasons they stated and the conditions placed. I agree with that. I vote yes, motion carried.
It's charming, that building.
Okay, Arch. Second application is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawn maintenance and tree cutting company to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.735 acres, more or less. This is a conditional use application number 1893, filed on behalf of Toby L. Schlick. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. Again, this a public hearing was held on this application on May 12th of 2011. The applicant did provide a copy of a survey and site plan, which I've just passed down for council review. The site plan depicts the existing building, stockpile areas, parking area, and entrance off of Cordray Road. We did hear comments from DelDOT. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service B of Mount Joy Road, also known as Route 297, and the current level of service A of Cordray Road, also known as Route 308, will not change as a result of this application. The applicant was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1893 for Toby Slick for a lawn maintenance and tree service company based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, use is a benefit to Sussex County residents and provides a service to the county. Two, the applicant has stated that none of his neighbors oppose the application. Three, the use, which is existing, does not appear to adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One lighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size per site. Two, there shall not be any retail sales from the site. Three, all mulch, dirt, stone, and similar materials shall be enclosed or stored in bins. The location of bins or enclosures shall be shown on the final site plan. Four, the dumpster shall be enclosed. Five, no crushing operations or similar mechanical operations that create excessive noise or vibration shall be permitted. Six, the applicant shall comply with all agency requirements, including DelDOT and the Sussex Conservation District. And seven, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of the record, I did receive two memos and two letters, and I'll just summarize those. First one being from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum and received on May 23rd of 2011. There is one soil type on this application site. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. It is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required. The second memorandum came from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Now, this site is not located in an area currently operated and maintained by the county for sanitary sewer or water. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An on-site septic system is proposed. The site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking amendment would be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan is not required. I also received two letters. One is from Frank M. and Linda R. Stedick. I probably said that wrong. I apologize. It's handwritten. They're in support of the application. Make reference to lawn maintenance and tree cutting company. They state they've lived here for approximately 15 years. Through the years, they have been many, many times that we needed some help maintaining our beautiful property. Who has always been there to give us a helping hand was the applicant. Asking nothing in return, my wife and I support the applicant and his business 100%. And the second one came from Robert C. and Rebecca S. Rickrod, and it states, again, in support. We own three properties on Mount Joy Road across from the Slick property and have no objection to this change. Mr. Slick always keeps the property in good condition, and we wish him the best on his endeavor. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lank? Okay, is the applicant present?
I
come forward, state your name and address.
Tavish Schleck, 30598 Cordier Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay. You've heard Mr. Lank. Do you have anything to add to the presentation of your application?
No, sir.
Any questions from council?
No, I looked at the place. It looked very neat. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing with the equipment out there in the middle of the parking lot? You're doing some kind of work. I'm just curious what you were doing yesterday. What kind of work you were doing?
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Annapolis, Maryland yesterday.
No, somebody was doing something. Okay.
Not sure exactly. Probably just loading or unloading the equipment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We don't have any projects
going
on at this time.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Schlick, you can sit down. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, the public hearing will be closed.
Close public hearing, close public record. If you read the heading, Mr. Rupp.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawn maintenance and tree cutting company to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 1.735 acres, more or less, denominated as conditional use 1893, filed on behalf of Tony L. Schlick.
I'll introduce it. Yes.
Motion, Mrs. D.
For approval.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the CU 1893. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah, I vote yes on this, concurrence with the Planning and Zoning Commission for the same reasons they gave and with the conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Phillips.
It's an appropriate use for the conditions placed by Planning and Zoning. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation of P&Z.
Also on recommendation of Planning and Zoning and with the conditions that they have applied. Yes, motion carried.
Thank you. The next ordinance or application is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a yoga studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.134 acres, more or less, denominated as conditional use 1894, filed on behalf of Ellen Sanders and Tom Wallow.
This is an application reviewed through public hearing process with the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 12th of 2011. The applicant did provide us a survey site plan, just passed down to the council for review. Depicts the existing dwelling, a septic area, paved driveway, proposed studio and gravel parking area, and the entrance off of Burbage Road. We did receive comments from DLDOT on March 3rd of 2011. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service A of Burbage Road will not change as a result of this application. Thomas Wallow was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1894 for Alan Sanders and Tom Wallow for a yoga studio based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is very limited in nature and will be compatible with the surrounding properties and uses. Two, the use promotes health, safety, welfare, and fitness of residents of Sussex County. Three, there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the application for this recommendation subject to the following conditions. One, no retail sales shall occur on the site. Two, the applicant shall comply with all parking requirements contained within the county zoning code. Three, as stated by the applicant, the days of operation shall be Monday through Friday with business hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Four, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements regarding the entrance to this project. Five, all yoga activities shall be conducted inside of the building on the premise. Six, there shall be one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side. And seven, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of the record, again, I have two comments. First one being the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum dated May 23rd of 2011. This site contains three soil types. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and it may be possible that some on-site drainage improvements would be required. The second comment came from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Those comments were received on June 3rd, 2011. The site is located in the Roxana Planning Area. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update would be required, and a concept plan is not required, and additional comments state that proposed yoga studio is not in an area where the county is on schedule to provide sewer at this time. When the county does provide sewer service, it will require that the on-site system be abandoned and that connection be made to the central sewer system. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lang? Is someone here on behalf of the applicant? Come forward and state your name and address, please.
Ellen Sanders, 32770 Burbage Road.
Tom Wallen, the same address. And you've heard Mr. Lank give the summary. Do you have anything to add to the public hearing today?
Basically, the whole project's still on paper, so there's really nothing to go by other than the blueprints at hand.
Okay. Are there any questions from council? Okay. Is there anyone here in support of this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, the public hearing will be closed. Mr. President.
Hearing is closed. Closed public record. If you read the heading, please. Sure.
Yes. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a yoga studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.134 acres, more or less, denominated as conditional use 1894, filed on behalf of Ellen Sanders and Tom Wallow.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
A motion.
Second.
And a second to adopt ordinance to CU 1894. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes on this also. In agreement with the Planning and Zoning Commission for the reasons they gave and with the conditions that they're recommending.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's similar to like a home occupation. It will have minimal impact.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use for the conditions of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. On recommendation.
Based on planning and zoning recommendations, their findings, and the conditions that they have applied, I also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Very good. The next matter is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.86 acres, more or less, denominated as change of zone 1704, filed on behalf of Seashore Highway Associates, LLC.
This application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 12th of 2011. The applicant did provide a survey site plan of the property showing the existing dwelling, manufactured home, existing commercial building with existing and proposed parking area and storage areas, and the approximate boundary of the existing AR1 and C1 dividing line. For the benefit of council, I just passed down a copy of an exhibit booklet. That exhibit booklet was also provided to the commission in their public hearing process. We did hear comments from Department of Transportation on this application. There were support facility report dated July 2nd of 2010, a letter dated December 30th of 2011, which references a traffic impact study being prepared by Pannoni Associates. That the department received the study on November 29th of 2010. That the department hoped to have their comments through the county by March 28th of 2011. That they had not, and that they fully expect to complete their comments within that time. That they also understand the commission can table an application for up to 45 days if comments are not provided, and that they would not object to the county accepting the developer's application for processing. The applicant had submitted an application for review to the Plus Preliminary Land Use Service. That review was held on December 22nd of 2010. Plus responded on January 19th of 2011. The Pannoni Associates responded to the Plus comments on January 19th of 2011. Our department has not received a final response from Plus. Heidi Gilmore, attorney with Tunnel and Razor, and Steve McKay, professional engineer, and Douglas Berry, professional engineer, both of Pannoni Associates Incorporated, were present on behalf of the applicant. At that time, Mrs. Gilmore stated that they had received notice of the public hearing on May 2nd and did not have enough time to prepare exhibit booklets. The exhibit booklets were submitted on May 6th of 2011, and they requested the exhibit booklets be made a part of the record. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that the information provided in the exhibit booklet is already in the file for the application, that the chairman could allow for the introduction of the exhibit booklet into the record. And thereby, Mr. Wheatley granted introduction of the exhibit booklet. Same as what you have before you. Mr. Johnson requested a 10-minute recess to allow the commission time to review the exhibit booklet, and the commission did take that 10 minutes and then reopened the public hearing. Ms. Gilmore and Mr. McCabe did give presentation and testimony in the application. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration and to leave the record open for DLDOT comments on the traffic impact study. In addition to that, that was motion and carried 5-0. On the following day, DLDOT did send a letter out on May 13th in response to the traffic impact study. The office did receive that on May 16th of 2011. So we did get a response to the traffic impact study for the commissions based on their deferral. Just in summary, should the county choose to approve the proposed development, they ask that certain items be incorporated into site design and reflected on the record plan. And they make reference to that the developer should construct a full access site entrance on US Route 9 to be consistent with a proposed lane configuration, and that was based on a table that was part of the letter. They had a recommended minimum storage lengths, excluding tapers of the separate turn lanes. Again, that's based on a table that was provided in the letter. That the developer should enter into an agreement with DLDOT to fund an equitable portion of the DLDOT project at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 5. And that's pretty much intersection lighting improvements and configurations. That the developer should enter into an agreement with DLDOT to fund an equitable portion of the DLDOT hazard elimination project at the intersection of Route 9, Sweetbriar Road, and Dairy Farm Road, which would be the traffic light configuration of the improvements at the
ice cream farm.
Yes.
They also made some recommendations on behalf of the bicycle and pedestrian improvements that would be included in the design of the project. We did receive two additional agency comments, one being from the Sussex Conservation District, received on May 23rd in the form of a memorandum. There is one soil type referenced on this application. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements would be required, and it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. Lastly, from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, this site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An on-site septic system is proposed. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
The Planning and Zoning Commission hasn't taken it up again?
No, that was the 12th. That's our last meeting. They did. They met on the 26th, and Mr. Johnson was not available.
Okay, so they deferred
again? It's on the agenda for Thursday night this week. So there should be a recommendation then, I would assume.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Lang?
I'm assuming this is for a CR1, and I'm assuming that that road qualifies as a major arterial highway. Is that what we require?
This CR1? Application is taking an existing C1 in the front, and it goes back 300 or 400 feet, and then the rest of the property back to the railroad is AR1, and then combining it into one CR1. So you eliminate some conditions, things that could be allowed in the C1 that won't be allowed on this site if it's rezoned.
Okay.
So it eliminates the possible multifamily use. That's basically what it does.
Yeah, but it's on the proper road is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, no question about that. We're on Route 9.
Okay.
Any other questions of Mr. Lang? Hearing none, the applicant representative, please.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm representing Seashore Highway Associates on Conditional Use 1704, who are the applicants and owners of the site. Dale Lomas and Mike Subrick are the members of that LLC. They are unable to be with us here today. I do have with me Steve McCabe from Pannoni, and he'll be addressing the engineering on the site, and I'll be presenting on the legal side. But as Mr. Lank indicated, the application before you proposes that this dual zone property be combined as one zone, and we would be taking the AR1 in the rear of the property and the C1 in the front and making it CR1. The site is a total of 3.86 acres. It does currently have a commercial structure on the front of the property, and it houses Builder's Supply and Grizzlies. The request, as I said, is to make all that C1. Just to clarify for the record, in the past there's been confusion when you address a change of zone. We're not addressing site plan issues, although some of the information I will address will inevitably address some of the proposed or intended use just as a part of our presentation. So in support of the client's application, we, as Mr. Lang said, we did present the exhibit booklet, which was made a part of the record at Planning and Zoning on May 12th, and we'll refer to it from time to time today. The applicant's future plan is to later address the erection of a new building. That's why I said we have to address some site plan issues. But as a part of that, the structure that's currently there is very old. And when my client purchased the site in 2008, it was vacant. And so they have now obtained two tenants for that site, and they do meet the current permitted uses for C1. In reviewing the site redesign, what became a significant concern for us is the Route 9 realignment project and what the impact was from DelDOT to our client if they wanted to rebuild a new structure. And when you look at the site, I'm going to... It's a really tight fit. You have Route 9, but the parking is right on the road, and the building is located very close to the property line. And it's just something that's happened over time. And we've reviewed that, and in discussing it with DelDOT, we realized that in any type of reconstruction on this site, the building has to be pushed back. So what we inherently have to do is cross over that dual zoning line into AR1, which is impractical for us to rebuild on the site. Knowing what our client's future plan is, and particularly the Route 9 realignment, however controversial that is right now. But we have to consider what the best use is of the entire parcel of land. And considering the zoning code requirements in order to replace that structure, we're going to have to enlarge the parking area. We're going to have to do significant entrance and exits to the site. And we also have to account for septic redesign and stormwater management. Therefore, we come before you to ask for the rear of the site to be incorporated into the commercial zoning so that we can improve not only the structures but the layout of the site. We cannot have any access from the rear, as Mr. Lang said, because there's a railroad that encounters the back. So in support of our request, we first addressed the county code, and for a CR1 district, we believe that the stated purpose of the code is met, and that is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along existing major thoroughfares when a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. And we believe our client needs that. And as Ms. Deaver said, this is a major arterial road. To first address surrounding zones and uses, you can see the map here to my left. We did a 2-mile radius, and we also did a 1-mile radius. And when we look first at the 1 mile, there are 5 other commercially zoned parcels, and there are 6 conditional uses. And when we step out 2 miles from the site, there are 6 additional commercial zoned parcels and 1 conditional use. And I'll just summarize for the record. There is Brinton's RV, which is C1, Beeman's Old and New Antique Gallery, Salt Air Farm and Table Restaurant, Steele's Gun Shop, a PC repair shop next to Steele's, and then the numerous commercial where Edward Jones, Security Instrument, Del Rye Clinics, Shoreview Medical, Oak Creek Wine, Spirits, and Deli, and the Farm Market and Natural Food Store. They're all C1. When we look at the conditional uses, you have Cool Spring Cottage, Verica Homes, TR Roofing, Practically Yours, Home Away From Home Kennel, the Hopkins Farm Creamery, and Kimberwick Kennels. So our site is kind of nestled in among several other parcels that have already been zoned C1, and we believe we're an appropriate site for the higher zoning designation. And it wouldn't be out of character with the comprehensive plan or the Sussex County zoning maps. A significant concern we recognize is that we could enlarge the uses, and so we would be providing numerous more services from the site. And we believe, based on our review of the site, that we need every bit of space there in order to incorporate the new building redesign, the septic, the parking, the setbacks for DelDOT, and this expanded entrance, just in order to keep the services that we have. For the services that we already have to the site, they're minimal. We have 2 septic permits that serve, and we have a well. There is no water or sewer, as Mr. Lank indicated. We did review the traffic as well as the entrance, exit, and parking with DelDOT, and we have Bill Brockenbrough's comments, and we intend to comply with those for a future site plan. As for the needs of the community, we believe, based on the current services supplied to the area, our C1 parcel serves an existing need to the area, and that the CR zoning would not be adverse or in conflict with the needs of that community. We believe we're an established use, and the other uses in the vicinity, as you can see on the map, do not detract from area values. We believe we actually complement and enhance those. As per the county code, by supplying a wide variety of services to the county, we feel that we meet the requirements of CR1 zoning. We actually think tearing the old building down and rebuilding would actually improve property values, and actually enhancing that flow of traffic right there would also improve them. We don't believe we're out of character with the neighborhood, and the trend of uses in that area are consistent with our application. As for the comprehensive plan, we're in the low-density area, and it identifies and permits the type of proposed use that we are proposing when the use is providing convenience goods and services to nearby residents. So our historical commercial use on the existing C1 site is consistent with the comprehensive plan, and we don't believe we'd be creating an enlarged use or a potential burden in that area. So in conclusion, we believe the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and the Sussex County Code, and the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. So I'm going to ask Mr. McCabe to come up, and he can address some of the engineering, and then we can answer any questions you might have.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephen McCabe, professional engineer with Pannoni Associates. The engineering on this project is relatively simple. It's an existing commercial use. There is existing on-site well. There is existing, actually two existing on-site septic permits, and we have an existing commercial entrance to the county road. As Ms. Gilmore had mentioned, the project had been through PLUS. The PLUS comments were in general in support of the project. There were none that were against the project. The comments were addressed. The TIS has been completed. The TIS comments have been received from DLDOT and basically state we need a right turn lane, a left turn lane, and a full entrance for the existing commercial site. So as far as an engineering standpoint it's not eligible at this time for central water or central sewer by any of the county districts, and it has existing on-site well and septic, and it's already an existing commercial use. So well and septic's taken care of, and the DLDOT entrance will be addressed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements, as will the Sussex Conservation District. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I'm just curious about the changes to Route 9. How is that going to affect this property?
I don't think it'll affect the property at all. It's already a commercial use, and it has a building, another commercial use immediately adjacent to it. It's already being used as a commercial entrance. What DLDOT's requirements were was for a right turn lane and a left turn lane, mm-hmm. which can be accommodated just basically by paving the shoulders, restriping the roadway.
Can I expand on that? Do you think there are going to be any additional right-of-way taken on from your property?
It's a possibility. I have to get into it in detail with DLDOT as to the actual widths that they will require, because they did require a bike lane, and they did require some lengths on the shoulders, what they required on their turn lanes. So it's a possibility we may have to have a dedication across the front of our property.
Thank you. Any other questions of Ms. Gilmore or Mr. McCabe?
Fine job, Mr. McCabe.
Is there anyone here in support of the application? Anyone in opposition? We'll close the public hearing.
Close public hearing and close public record.
Make a motion we defer.
Second. Second. Motion and a second to defer. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Well done. And that concludes the public hearings.
Thank you all for coming.
Good job.
I have a motion and I need a second.
Second. Sam, second.
Aye.
Second. Adjourn.
Yes.
Question on motion. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Cole.
Yes.
Yes. Wilson.
Yes.
Gary, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yeah.